I know the putt and crawl is something that Big Brothers Big Sisters has done for a while now, and it's is it a pretty significant fundraiser for your group?
Yeah, it's generally one of our bigger fundraisers, and especially right now with since the bowling alley has closed down, it is our biggest fundraiser at this point. We used to do a fundraiser called Bowl for Kids' Sake, but since the bowling alley is closed, we're doing more with putt and crawl now.
Yeah, does that mean that putt and crawl is in any way grown or changed, or is it just all that more important and special?
Yeah. So it's like the focus at this point has shifted towards putt and crawl. We did a little more donation asks this time to get a few more raffles and things like that, to try and even just get the word out as well when we were, you know, doing some of those asks, just trying to promote the event as well.
Yeah. So it's coming up this Saturday, right?
Yes. Yes. May 7th.
And kind of just give us the layout of what people can expect if they want to be a part of the putt and crawl.
Yeah. So right now registration is open, and that stays open up until the event, preferably if you register sooner rather than later, just so we can kind of prepare. But if you come out that day, we will, like, check-in starts at 11, and then the course will actually open at noon. Each team will be given a starting location, so not everybody's going to start at the same spot. And then once you've gotten your starting location, then you can travel around between the bars at your leisure, just making sure that you're back at Reserve Artisan Ales by 5 so we can tally the scores and then figure out who gets the prizes.
Okay. And do people need to bring their own equipment, their own putter?
So it's not required. We will have the balls, we'll have the putters, and any other, you know, items that you might need. However, you know, you're always welcome to bring your own if you've got that lucky putter, or you know, that ball that just has, like, it'll get in the hole no matter what.
Right. So, yeah. You're used to the touch.
Yeah.
What other things, I guess, should people be thinking about? Is this how long have you been with Big Brothers Big Sisters now?
Sure. So I've been with Big Brothers Big Sisters for about 3.5 years. I've been over in Knox County as the Knox County site manager for since right around COVID.
Okay.
So this is, like, really my first go around with putt and crawl, and so it's really exciting, and it's just like, yes, let's do this, and so I'm getting super excited about it.
Yeah. So. How have, doing the things the Big Brothers Big Sisters does, how is that kind of, was that affected by COVID, or, were there challenges, I guess, that you had to work around during that?
Sure. So we were affected. We still remained open, and all, like, our matches still maintained contact. We did limit, in-person communication. And so we started, like, doing more things virtually during that time period. But it's really nice that we can be more in person now, but it has shifted some of the just ways that we do things, right? So now we, like, if the match can't meet in person, it's like, okay, well, just do a Zoom call.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it opens some of those doors that we hadn't really considered in the past.
If somebody was interested in finding out more about if they think they would be a good Big Brother Big Sister, is there a good way to go about things? Is there a website or phone number or anything like that?
Yeah. So if you're interested in knowing more information, or just even signing up and saying, hey, yeah, I want to do this, or give me more information, you can go to our website at hoibbbs.org, or my email address is a.lee@hoibbbs.org.
Okay. So. And the putt and crawl is Kentucky Derby Day, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
You're kind of encouraging people to kind of do the derby regalia or whatever, right?
Yes.
How would you describe that? Should people Google image search, or what? How would you give me some fashion tips, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Sure. We're actually getting ready to put a post up online of the different bars who are participating, sporting their derby wear. Some of them are leaving their attire to be, you know, like, day of.
Yeah.
But so we're looking for, you know, the big hats. Obviously, we will have event shirts, so you don't have to worry too much about like your actual clothing. Now, if you want to go all out, you're welcome to. Mm-hmm. But just looking at hats, and then I don't know that guys generally wear hats to the Derby, but you know, pull out your fedoras, pull out, you know, just something fun.
Yeah.
And then we did have one bar location, or actually our host bar had suggested maybe like pulling out the bow ties.
Yeah.
So even if it's not like entirely Derby, it's still like best dress looking, you know, like dressing mm-hmm. up and having fun with it.
Yeah. Anything you can tell us about the prizes and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah. So we have a lot of great prizes that have been donated. G&M distributors really they've been great to try and work with and get the prizes figured out. So they've got like different prize packs that they are donating to us. So like I think first prize is the team of four who scores the best is going to get like some golf balls, like a cooler, and like it's all, what is it, ultra themed, I think, mm-hmm. Michelob Ultra.
Okay.
And there's other stuff with that, but we've also got a golf bag, so it's valued at $180, I think, and that we're raffling that. That's not a prize, but mm-hmm. but you do have a chance to win that. And then we've gotten other donations throughout the city. Everybody's been really great to work with and supportive.
Excellent. And I think we've hit this, but just probably deserves another one. Where can people go to easily sign up for Button
sure.
Crawl?
So we do have a couple different places. Our Facebook event page has a link to the document or the form that we're using for registration. We're also on Eventbrite. I don't know if it's just my computer or not. I haven't tested it. But like if you just Google Button Crawl 2022,
yeah.
like it pops up at the top of my screen. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know if that's mine or if that's everyone's.
I found that like on Facebook, you know, yeah. you could easily find
yeah.
Putt and Crawl or Galesburg. Or,
yeah.
Yeah. Anything else that we should know before we wrap it up?
Yeah. So I just want to give a big thank you to, like I said, G&M. They have been doing our signs and banners. We're going to be getting those up here real soon. Then with the prizes and everything that they've been able to donate, as well as all of our bar locations. Our host this year is Reserve Artisan Ales, and Morgan's been wonderful to work with. And then we've also in our lineup got Iron Spike, Silver Front, 156 East, Corner Connection, Bar 65, Monkey Business, Whiskey Barrel, and Duffy's. So.
Ah, it sounds exciting. Thanks for all the good work you do, and should be an exciting Saturday.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks so much.